That's a familiar tune for the holiday season, Silver Bells, played on Kansas Public Radio by the Hampton String Quartet, written by Jay Livingston and Ray Evans in the 1950s, originally for a Bob Hope movie called The Lemon Drop Kid. It's 11 minutes after 9 o'clock. Welcome to the Classics here at KPR. I'm Darryl Brogdon, pinch hitting for Cordelia Brown today. Believe it or not, Cordelia has laryngitis, which is not great for a radio announcer. So Cordelia's in her office, but she can't be with you this morning because she has no voice. Hopefully things will be better by Monday. Later in this hour, 8 traditional Christmas carols by Ray Fun Williams. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting the Snowman Concert Wednesday, featuring the animated film The Snowman and holiday favorites brought to life by the symphony. More information and tickets at topekasymphony.org. Here's some ballet music now. It's by Johann Hummel. Not a terribly well-known piece of music by Hummel. It's called Das Zauberglocken, which, as I understand it, means magic bells. Here's Howard Shelley and the London Mozart Players on KPR. Ballet music about some magic bells, Das Zauberglocken by Johann Hummel. That's the London Mozart Players on Kansas Public Radio. The conductor is Howard Shelley. Hey, thanks so much for joining us. It's 9:29 on a Friday morning. I'm Darryl Brogdon, pinch hitting for Cordelia Brown, who we hope will be back in this chair on Monday. Some Christmas music next, and ahead later in this hour, piece of music by George Friedrich Handel, inspired composer Leroy Anderson. We'll hear his Song of Jupiter right before the news. We have a bit of Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker this afternoon on KPR with carols by the London Brass for your afternoon, along with Edward Elgar's Bavarian Dances. You won't want to miss that. Classical music with your host, Jeff Watson. That's today from noon to 3 on KPR. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. 8 traditional English carols arranged by Ray Fun Williams. This is from 1919. We'll hear the Chapel Choir of the Royal Hospital, London, on Kansas Public Radio. Kansas Public Radio with 8 traditional English carols from 1919 and composer Ray Fun Williams. We heard the Chapel Choir of the Royal Hospital on this Friday morning, December 12th. It's KPR with the Classics. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Cordelia Brown is off today, and she'll be back on Monday. News from National Public Radio, that's ahead at the top of the hour. Partly sunny skies today. The high not expected to get warmer than about 39 degrees. It's 28 in Topeka right now, 30 here at KU in Lawrence. The weekend looks to be mostly sunny with cold temperatures. Saturday's high 32, Sunday a little colder, 24 degrees. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Civic Choir, presenting a Festival of Joy, featuring a variety of choral classics, Saturday, December 13th, 7:30 p.m. at First United Methodist. More at Lawrence Civic Choir's Facebook page. Here's a tune now that is by Leroy Anderson. It's called Song of Jupiter, but it's inspired by another piece by George Friedrich Handel. We'll hear Leonard Slatkin and the BBC Concert Orchestra on KPR. The Song of Jupiter by Leroy Anderson, inspired by a piece of music composed by Handel. That's Leonard Slatkin and the BBC Concert Orchestra, here for you on Kansas Public Radio. A news update is next at 10:01, and in the 10 o'clock hour this morning, music from a 2011 performance of Holiday Vespers here at the University of Kansas, and one of Beethoven's most famous piano sonatas. All that and more is ahead in the 10 o'clock hour. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Holiday Farmers Market, featuring over 50 local vendors and holiday activities. Saturday, December 13th, 9 to 4 at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. More at lawrencefarmersmarket.org. Your place to find classical music and NPR News, KPR.
Bees are usually the only insect involved, considered from NPR News.
Today at 3 p.m., 3 to 7, every weekday afternoon, it's All Things Considered here on KPR. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU, HD1 Lawrence. KANH and KANH, HD1 Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for news on KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at nuvanthouse.com. And the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including the Takash Quartet with pianist Joyce Yang, a cappella quartet King's Return, and more. Details at lead.ku.edu. It's KPR, the time's 10:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington.
Started passing the checks to foster youth. The HHS letter says all states should follow. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at WTGrantFoundation.org. From the University of Kansas, your place to find NPR News and classical music is Kansas Public Radio. From 2011 and a performance of Holiday Vespers here at the University of Kansas. That's by John Levitt, music for Hanukkah. Ose Shalom. David Neely and the KU Symphony Orchestra and chorus from that Holiday Vespers performance. KPR has been going to Holiday Vespers for many years and will be broadcasting this year's Holiday Vespers concert next Thursday night at 7 with numerous encore broadcasts during the holidays. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Cordelia Brown is under the weather today, and she'll be back here on Monday. Later this hour, music from Bach's Christmas Oratorio. That's in about 25 minutes. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Art Guild, with an opportunity to shop for handcrafted holiday gifts at their annual art fair tomorrow and Sunday at the Cider Gallery. Details at lawrenceartguild.org. Well, one of the most famous pieces of music ever written by Beethoven has to be his 21st piano sonata, the Wallstein Sonata. Here it is, performed by Alfred Brendel on KPR. Beethoven's Wallstein Sonata on Kansas Public Radio. That's Alfred Brendel at the piano. 10:35 is the time. Kansas Public Radio is the place to find classical music and NPR news. News from National Public Radio, that's ahead in just about 25 minutes. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lawrence Art Guild, with an opportunity to shop for handcrafted holiday gifts at their annual art fair tomorrow and Sunday at the Cider Gallery. Details at lawrenceartguild.org. There is no time to lose, my friends. KPR's annual holiday gift to the community, Big Band Christmas, is tomorrow night at Liberty Hall with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. If you love a party, Big Band Christmas is for you. Tickets are on sale right now at the Liberty Hall box office and at Ticketmaster. There aren't many left, though, so walk, don't run to Liberty Hall or to Ticketmaster.com. Made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. 31 degrees outside. We'll see upper 30s for a high temperature this afternoon. The weekend looks sunshiny and on the cold side, 32 for a high tomorrow, and 24 Sunday's high. Music for the season now from Johann Sebastian Bach. This is part 4 of his celebrated Christmas oratorio. John Elliott Gardiner, the English Baroque soloists, and the Monteverdi Choir on KPR. On Kansas Public Radio, music from the Christmas Oratorio by Johann Sebastian Bach. That's part 4, performed by the English Baroque soloists and the Monteverdi Choir, conducted by John Elliott Gardiner. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Solar since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More at cromwellsolar.com. And the historic Eldridge Hotel, offering dining experiences and gift cards for this holiday season. Menus and details online at eldridgehotel.com. NPR News is straight ahead. This is KPR.
Every month, Kansas Public Radio, a look back at the good work these groups do in our community. I'm Kay McIntyre. Join me for Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock Sunday morning on Kansas Public Radio.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. And KANQ Chanute, 90.3. You can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options, all under one roof. More at lmh.org/cancercare. And the Lawrence Art Guild with an opportunity to show for handcrafted holiday gifts at their annual art fair tomorrow and Sunday at the Cider Gallery. Details at lawrenceartguild.org. It's a minute past 11 o'clock. This is KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington.
And said, quote, Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump could do themselves a favor and learn about the country's history, the Constitution, and the rule of law. Quill Lawrence, NPR News.
Wall Street at this hour, the Dow off 239, the NASDAQ down 406. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, working to help protect small businesses and the owners that run them, offering customizable coverages to salons, accounting firms, tradespeople, and more. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. From the University of Kansas, your place to find NPR News and classical music is Kansas Public Radio. Here's a little something from the Vivaldi Music Works by Antonio Vivaldi, the Sinfonia, really the overture from an opera he composed in 1735 called Il Tamerlano. Charles Dutoit and the Montreal Symphony Orchestra right there on KPR. 10 minutes after 11 o'clock, Daryl Brogdon here for Cordelia Brown this morning. A Christmas Festival by Leroy Anderson. That's ahead in this half hour. Also, music from one of the greatest film versions of A Christmas Carol ever made. It's got music by Richard Adensel, and we'll hear it later this hour. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lecompton Historical Society's Christmas Through the Ages. Over 200 Christmas trees with vintage and antique ornaments at the Territorial Capital Museum. Now till January 4th. Details at LecomptonKansas.com. Frederick the Great was not only the monarch of Prussia, he was also quite the aficionado of the flute. In fact, he employed Carl Philipp Emanuel Bach for many years to write flute concertos for him to play. Here's one that he himself apparently composed, the Concerto No. 3. This is the CPE Bach Chamber Orchestra. Patrick Galois is the flutist on KPR. That's the Flute Concerto No. 3, composed by Frederick the Great, at that time the monarch of Prussia. He was also an amateur flutist. On Kansas Public Radio, we heard flutist Patrick Galois with the CPE Bach Chamber Orchestra led by Peter Schreier. More to come on this Friday morning, the 12th day of December, 2025. Daryl Brogdon for Cordelia Brown this morning. Ballet music from Rosamunda is ahead. Also, the Christmas Carol Suite by Richard Adensel. Music for one of the great film versions of A Christmas Carol. Tomorrow afternoon, join Destiny on KPR from 1 to 4 p.m. for Classics by Request, where you'll hear a symphony with bagpipes? Seriously, Destiny? Maybe it's one you've never heard before, and there will be some requests you have heard. The Christmas portion of The Messiah, for example. It's the show where you pick the playlist. Let Destiny know what you'd like to hear by going to kansaspublicradio.org/classicsbyrequest. And be sure to join Destiny tomorrow, 1 to 4, on KPR. Kansas Public Radio with a Christmas festival by Leroy Anderson featuring a number of well-loved Christmas songs. John Williams, the Boston Pops, the Tanglewood Festival Chorus for you this morning on KPR. 23 minutes before 12 noon, that's 11:37, if you'd prefer to go in that direction. I'm Darryl Brogdon. Cordelia Brown is under the weather today, so you got me till noon. Jeff Watson is your host this afternoon from 12 to 3. When your old car or truck is no longer your favorite place to listen to KPR, consider donating it to KPR. Learn about our Vehicles for Charity program at kansaspublicradio.org. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and streaming online at kansaspublicradio.org. Valley music from Franz Schubert's Rosamunda on Kansas Public Radio. That's Michael Gielen conducting the Southwest Radio Symphony Orchestra of Baden-Baden. It's 17 minutes until 12 o'clock. News from NPR, that's ahead at 12:01, and Jeff Watson steps in at noon to bring you the classics till 3 p.m. when it's time for All Things Considered. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street, Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com. All I got to say, for my money, one of the best versions of Dickens' A Christmas Carol is the English film made in about 1950 with Alastair Sim as Scrooge. The music for that film is just fabulous. It's by a British composer, Richard Adensill. And here is a suite from that Christmas Carol. David Newman with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and the Ambrosian Singers on Kansas Public Radio. Music for A Christmas Carol by Richard Adensill. That was for a film made in about 1950 based on the story, and featured here the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra and the Ambrosian Singers, conducted by David Newman. It's Kansas Public Radio, a couple minutes before news, and Jeff Watson is on deck to bring you the classics this afternoon. And at 3 p.m., it's All Things Considered. Our forecast for tonight is about what you'd expect. Mostly cloudy, down to about 22 degrees. The weekend, we'll see some sunshine, but it'll be continued cold. In fact, tomorrow, some wind gusts out of the north, as high as 20 miles an hour, with a high of 32. And on Sunday, sunshine, high near 24 degrees. It's going to be cold at the Chiefs game on Sunday. NPR News just ahead. Hope you'll stick around for that. And if there's music that you've heard that you enjoyed, you can also look up our playlist at the KPR website and see what's been played. Just go to kansaspublicradio.org and you'll find it there. Almost 12 o'clock, Kansas Public Radio.
Bees are usually the only insect involved in making honey, but now a new challenger has entered the ring. The spotted lanternfly has invaded the U.S., and its droppings, yep, you heard me right, may be invading the honey market.
This honey's much more savory.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Do you notice it's a little sour? All honey's not sweet.
A different and kind of awkward honey taste test. That's on All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered is today and every weekday from 3 to 7 p.m. on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio at the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news on KPR comes from LMH Health's new cancer center, offering cancer clinical trials and comprehensive treatment options all under one roof. More at lmh.org/cancercare. And Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982. For clients ranging from private homeowners and realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com.
Live from NPR News.